This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, pay attention. Pay attention, get involved, listen up. I do so much appreciate your time that you're spending with me. I'm all about me. Remember that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, what do I want to do? I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to do. I'll never get to all of it. You know, Georgia's looking good. But again, we won't know, right? We won't know until the morning comes. Then go all the way around it. And the reason I say that is how many times have we seen, right? How many times have we seen, you know, we've got a comfortable, more than comfortable lead on the way to bed. Everything looks good. We're happy, happy. And then you wake up in the morning and you find out the dam broke. Right? So again, as I say, 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure when you get involved, when you get engaged. The Georgia Senate runoffs, as we speak right now, the Ossoff, who's a Democrat, is behind 48.5 to 51.5. Purdue's got him at 51.5. And that's with a little over 91% of the precincts reporting in. The vote count, almost 100,000 votes away from each other. I don't know. I do not know how much of those votes are left to count, how many are out there. In the other special election in Georgia, Warnock is behind Laufer, a little closer, which is interesting. But I'll tell you what, in looking at that race, you know, there were calls being made from L.A., and some of them were just disgusting, the way they were making the calls. I mean, rank, soulless, godless Democrats were putting on a Southern accent. They got caught doing this. Putting on a Southern accent and calling these voters in Georgia. You know, well, and I can't do it any justice because I'm not good at it. Tammy makes fun of me when I try. But they were calling these people on Sundays because they knew, they know how the Georgia people are, the majority of Georgia people are, church people, spending Sunday with family. Unlike L.A., where most people are out and about and doing things without family. And they were calling on behalf of Warnock, you know, Reverend, I'm sorry to bother you in the Lord's Day, but today, you know, I'm calling you about Reverend Warnock, you know, and he's running for office because he cares about everybody. And this is how they sold it. And so, you know, I don't know. It's almost like nothing. They have no shame. They have no scruples. They have no integrity. They'll do whatever they can to win. And they throw the word racism all around the place. And you know what I love? We may lose some of these races by, you know, a couple thousand votes. But 10 years ago, we would have lost by tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. And the black community is finally waking up that the Democrats don't care about them. They don't care a lick about it. I was just making fun of it a little while ago when Tom was on the show. When I said, in my neighborhood, hardcore, heavy Italian neighborhood, they showed up only when it was election time. Because they cared about us every 4 years. Right? Think about it. So, I believe now that the black community, when you start looking at what's going on online, whether it's Facebook or Parler or anywhere else, you look at the walk away movement, still strong, still seeing all kinds of posts from people that are walking away to the Democrat Party, and the more they do this stuff, that what they're doing, the more people they lose. So they're going to have to make it legal for illegals to vote, because they're going to lose the base that they've always counted on. They're going to lose. They're losing part of the Jewish base. They're losing part of the black base. They're losing part of the Hispanic base. And they're not little jumps. They're big jumps. So, again, with over 90% of the vote in, at this moment, it looks like the Republicans are going to hold and hold both of those seats, which would be a good thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now, it's really funny because if you go look at, I love this stuff, go look at MSNBC. And they've got titles up there that, you know, were inside word is that Pence is going to betray Trump. Trump and Pence is not an agreement. Right? You go to some of these other sites, more right-leaning sites, they show Trump and Pence in agreement. See, that's what propaganda is all about. If you put the story out, enough people read it, enough people start whispering it to each other, because I do it with my Republican friends, the ones I know that aren't in it every day like I am. I always ask them the same thing. Right? I mean, sir, what do you know about this? What do you know about this issue? What do you know about that? And I'm amazed to find out what they don't know. I'm floored, I should say. Not even amazed. I am floored to find out what they don't know. Now, you know, people that need to go, people like Mitch McConnell, people, we've got to clean it out. We've got to clean out the swamp. And if they won't do it, if the legislators won't do it to themselves, we're going to have to do it for them. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know how you feel. 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute. You're listening to Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
So much appreciate your time with me. 550-855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Or should be. Listen to me. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. You need to know what's going on. You need to be in the game, so to speak. And, again, unless you're informed and don't think that you're informed, but you actually are informed. You know, you're just going to be spewing things. Like, right now, and this is crazy because you've got all kinds of stuff going on when it comes to tomorrow's reading of the will, if you would. Under federal law, Congress is mandated to meet on January 6th. Okay, they have to have a joint session to certify the Electoral College vote. Now, the session, which begins at 1 o'clock Eastern time. I mean, knowing what was going on, you'd think they'd bring it in earlier, right? Eh, whatever. It'll begin at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Vice President Mike Pence will preside over it as his role as President of the Senate. Now, at some point in time, he has to declare an election winner. Right? When the session actually concludes. There's no time limit on it. The sealed certificates from all 50 states and the District of Columbia, which contain a record of the Electoral College vote, now that's going to be brought to the House chamber. And they do all the pomp and circumstance. I mean, they got all the pretty boxes and what have you that they bring. I guess it comes into the House chamber in a big mahogany box, right? And bipartisan representatives from both chambers open this certificate so it's honest and fair and upfront. They'll read the results out loud and they'll give an official count. After the certificate from a state is read out loud, any member of Congress can stand up and object to the state's Electoral College vote on the grounds. Well, actually, on any grounds, really. But the presiding officer, which will be Pence in this case, cannot hear the objection unless it is in writing and signed by at least one House member and one Senate member. So they're going to get all those signatures tonight. Right? If there is a joint request, which appears all but certain on Wednesday, the joint session is suspended, and both houses of Congress go into their separate sessions to debate and vote on those objections. For an objection to succeed, it must be upheld by a majority vote in each chamber. Now, it's extremely unlikely, if one or both houses of Congress vote down the objections, the original electoral vote is sustained. Now, see, that's not what I've been told. Right? He said if one or both houses of Congress vote down the objections, the original electoral vote count is sustained. I was told that they both had to be in unison. Now, the last time this happened, albeit on a much smaller scale, was in January 2005 following President George Bush's edging then-Democrat Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts in the Electoral College vote. The election came down to Ohio, which Bush narrowly won. Two Democrats, Representative Stephanie Tubbs of Ohio and Senator Barbara Boxer of California, objected to Ohio's electoral votes, claiming there were irregularities. I played these clips for you today. This is just perfect. See, they claimed there were irregularities, so they got up and screamed about it, and that was okay. Right? They said the irregularities led to voters being disenfranchised. So both chambers debated the objection and then rejected it. Now, one of the things to watch on Wednesday is attendance. Some members of Congress will likely be absent, and lawmakers cannot vote by proxy. Nobody really knows. Nobody really understands how this is going to go down. Come on, really. There's a lot to this. There's a lot to understand. Right? There are so many ins and outs of this that we don't understand. And look at the people calling, some of the people calling for rejections, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger calls on the GOP to reject stupid, crazy, and evil Trump election challenge. This is the man that, he slept with the house cleaner. Okay? Not putting her down, but you know what I'm saying. Cheated on his wife, right there in his own house. Then denied the kid that they had. Probably ignored him for a major, major period of time. Is that the kind of guy that you want to listen to, believe in? (855-RealJoe) 855-732-5563. Now, another article says that Trump has said that he and Pence are in total agreement that the VP does have the power to block the certification of an illegal election. See, this is where I don't get it, and I've asked plenty of people that are smarter than I am at this. You know, where does this start and stop? So, in other words, if Pence appears to overstep and break the law or not adhere to the Constitution, is there now another legal challenge to the Supreme Court? Will it be an emergency challenge that day? See, I don't have answers for you guys. I'm not going to make believe like some of those people in the air do. That they have all the answers. They know what's going on. They know how to make this happen. I don't. And I'm listening to the experts, and they don't either. Right? That simple. Now, the New York Times report regarding comments by Vice President Pence supposedly made to local journalists is fake news. Trump said he never said that. The Vice President and I are in total agreement that the Vice President has the power to act. The President said that the election was corrupt in those contested states, and in particular was not in accordance with the Constitution. The legislators need to make the changes. There's nowhere in the Constitution where it says under a pandemic. Now, they use the terms like, you know, act of God, natural disaster. It's nowhere to be found. You were expected to adhere to the Constitution no matter what was going on. Because that's really the thing that stabilizes you. That grabs it. It's a foundation. This really is a fight between socialism and freedom. And Tom was right. And if you want to know why I think Tom was right, hang tight. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The polls have closed in Georgia as the nation now awaits the results of 2 Senate runoff elections that could swing the balance of power in the Senate. State elections officials have said they expect to see most votes counted Tuesday night, but a final tally may take several days. A 5th state has reported they've detected the coronavirus variant rapidly spreading in the United Kingdom. Georgia joins Colorado, California, Florida, and New York as locations where the strain has been detected. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says the emergence of the new strain is concerning. He tells CNBC it should serve as a motivation to speed up vaccination efforts.
The task of getting people vaccinated, I think, is becoming more urgent with these new variants that are emerging. It really is a race against time, trying to get more vaccine into people's arms before these new variants become more prevalent here in the United States. We now know that the UK variant is probably more prevalent than we first suspected.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're about 95% of the vote in. I told you this is going to be close. I mean, not that I have a crystal ball that tells me anything. You just know what's going down, and it's going to be a fight. Right now, Warnock is just jumped ahead of Loeffler by 3%. No, I'm sorry, point or 0.3%. How's that? That's the easiest way to put it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being there for me. Look, I know it sounds melodramatic, right? But do you understand what we're fighting for here? Do you understand what's at stake here? I'm not sure you do. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean that sincerely. I'm not really sure you do. And, God bless. And somebody just sent me a link to a whole bunch of stories. Look, when you do this to me, if you write down what the stories are for, then at least I have a clue. I know what to chase. I don't even know what to chase when you send me this big lump of stuff. So I may just start ignoring it. I mean, the way to do it. Anyway, this is not, like, again, being melodramatic. There truly is a problem. There truly is an issue. If they take the Senate. As much of a, I was complaining about how thin of a margin it was. It will still at least slow them down. It will keep them from packing the courts. Really. Can you imagine, you look at, some of you can look at California. Some of you live in California. Look at what's happening in California right now. The legislators can't seem to stop this governor. That even though the Democrat legislators want to stop him, they want to pass some of the resolutions. They want to pass the bills that will take the power back away from him. They're afraid to do it. They're afraid of what he'll do to them. I don't know what the heck he can do with them. But they're afraid of what he'll do so they won't come out and say anything. They won't do anything. This is just crazy. We didn't vote you in, whether it's here in California or whatever. We didn't vote you in to do nothing. We didn't vote you in to be afraid to make a move. So if you really, I mean, we're out of control debt-wise. I mean, yeah, as far as the debt is. I think last I checked, it was between $180 and $190 billion. Right, we've had this no-bail release. We've had these things going on in our state for a long time. And it's pushed us into the toilet. And now, as I've always said, look at what's happened. If you want to flush a country, put the Dems in total control. That's what they're trying for, because they believe they know so much better. Right? And it's scary. Because they're really to do anything to do it. Look at what they've done with locking you in at home. Look at what they've done with the food supply. Look what they've done with churches, families, holidays. Are you all seriously going to look me in the face and tell me it's just a coincidence? It's just the way it played out? No, they knew what they were doing. These kids, it'll be decades before these kids can come back. And I don't mean come back to school. Come back mentally, physically, before they come back. You're going to work with them at home? Well, how are you going to work with them at home? Don't you have to go to work to eat, to pay rent? Right? No, it's crazy and getting worse. You have to learn how to push back. You really do. You have to learn how to push back. You have to learn how to not let them. That's the other problem I have. How many of you don't push back? You don't let them have it. And I don't mean that you have to pound on them. That's not what I'm getting at here. But you don't push back when they say things that are just so far out of left field that would do nothing but hurt the country, hurt us as a whole. You got to start speaking up. Even if you lose friends, even if you lose loved ones. Because it's about your country, it's about your kids, your grandkids' future. And for all intents and purposes, it isn't just about you. How about, can I do a lighthearted story for a minute? I mean, seriously. Waffle House CEO reveals that there's absolutely no evidence that the coronavirus spread from the 2,000-plus locations. So he doesn't understand why, even though they're watching it, why restricting restaurants, you know, the way they do, all it's doing is hurting Americans. You know, the Waffle House and International House of Pancakes, or, you know, what we refer to as IHOP, right? Places like that, some of you older folks remember Howard Johnson's, but places like that are ways for families to eat, feed their kids at an extremely reasonable price. He went on to say in an interview there's been zero links to coronavirus spread across any of the Waffle Houses, and they're in over 2,100 U.S. locations. Since science doesn't match up with how state officials are responding by closing dining rooms, restricting restaurants, he said that the American people are just being unnecessarily harmed. He's right. We've proven over these 9 months we have zero evidence of any spread being traced back to our restaurants. Not from our people, not from customers, not from our staff. We've traced back all of our infections, and it all traces back to something away from the restaurant. So they've paid the money to do the work to find out how this thing is getting in, how it is spreading through. He says, because of that, you're disproportionately hurting American people who wanted to work. There's no data, there's no science. And then you're clamping down like this. Now, he explained that other restaurant CEOs he's spoken to on the matter have reported also that the spread's not being traced back to their dining. Have you heard of widespread super spreader events that tie back to a local restaurant or a chain restaurant of any kind? Employees and customers are ready to return to restaurants, Emer said, especially those who rely on open, full-capacity dining rooms to make a living. I mean, these servers, they make minimum wage to begin with, right? They make their money on tips, don't they? Shutting down restaurant dining rooms virtually has no impact on reducing the spread, and what it does have is a certain devastating impact on millions of people in the industry. He's right. 40% of these restaurants will never see the light of day again, which means the people that worked in those restaurants will never see the light of day again. It's terrible. It's disgusting. I don't know if you heard about this. We had an inspector, a California restaurant owner who blocked an inspector with his pickup truck. He'd about had it. I think some of you may have saw the video on this, where he was basically screaming at the inspector saying, how are these people supposed to feed their families if they can't work? Giving up bread and barley at a California restaurant, he decided enough was enough when a public health Nazi, as he put it, ordered his restaurant to shut down. Carlos Roman parked his truck behind the vehicle belonging to the public health inspector. I love it. I think it's a great idea. Now, he wants to come in here. He wants to say nobody can work. Well, then he can't work either. Roman told a police officer who responded to the scene, if we can't work, he shouldn't be able to work. As many as half a dozen police officers showed up and demanded the restaurant owner move the truck. He said, this is what happens when people get desperate. This is what I've been saying. You can only squeeze them so long. At some point in time, they're going to pop. At some point in time, they're going to say, that's it. I've had it. No more. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Truth. Uh-oh. We are back. Report from the Gateway Pundit says that the Chatham County in Georgia is done counting votes for the night. The Board of Elections, the building that they rented for this event, the workers say they'll be back at 8 a.m., even though we know there's thousands of votes to be counted. And this was confirmed, so it's not just a story. So here we go again. People need to be around that building. If they can stay in the building, they need to stay in their building. There needs to be some kind of link to a video in the building. Now, that's a Democrat-leaning Georgia county anyhow. So there's no... Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to say there's no hope, but I will say that, you know, based on the walk-away movements, I can look at this and say, hey, look, we could take this county. It's not dead. And there's thousands of votes yet to be counted. And there's a slim lead. Why not just stay and finish it? Why wait till tomorrow? In one sense, it's good if they wait for tomorrow. Because remember, that is it Kelly? She stays in the Senate. You know, Loeffler. She'll stay there. She gets the vote until this is all over. But it's interesting how this is okay. Can you imagine if we did this? If the Republicans said, that's it, we're done. We'll count it tomorrow. We'll catch you later. It's just amazing. And there's so many great stories out there right now about things that are going on, right? I can never get this guy's name right. Brad Raffensperger. Right, he's been referred to the Secret Service for investigation under the Espionage Act. But here's the problem. The DOJ won't do anything about this. We already know that. Right? Remember, President Trump's call, again, the most leaked president in modern history, right? And if you read the transcript, you find out everything they're telling you is just a total lie. The 1 hour phone call, Trump insisted that he won the state, and he threatened vague legal consequences, according to the writer. Now, the funny thing about it wasn't just Trump and the governor or the Secretary of State. No. It was Trump, attorneys from both sides. So it wasn't like this was a quiet little call. Now, Raffensperger, he recorded this. And then he leaked it to the Washington Post, who cut it up and used it the way they wanted to. Actually, they put a hit piece together on Trump, which is what they were hoping for, right? Georgia Republican Chairman David Schaefer later announced that President Trump and his team filed two lawsuits, which is what he should have done. I mean, these guys have to, their feet have to be held to the fire. They have to be uncomfortable. But this is getting old for some of us who keep fighting, and then we get these obstacles put in our way. So many of you know, like I started to tell you earlier, that that Katie Hill, who used to be the congressperson in the 25th District, in an area close to where, well, area where I live, and she had to resign. I was, you know, they're saying because of pictures that were put up about her. She had to resign because she lied to Nancy Pelosi. She lied to the people in her community about what she was doing, how she was doing, and when she was doing. So for her to sit there now, she's coming after several of us. I won't give you the other names. I'll just say she's coming after me in particular. Basically stating that we colluded, or I colluded with her husband, to put these pictures out of her to ruin her life. Which could be the furthest thing from the truth. You guys have heard me talk about people, talk in the whole nine yards. Nothing could be further from the truth. Was not to ruin her life. Did not put the pictures out. But what I did do was talk about her escapades, for lack of a better term. And when I say that, what I mean by that, it's not her sexual escapade, because you know what, that's her business. I said it then, I say it now. The sad part about it in this country, we don't care anymore. And I say sad part because that's how I feel. So the sad part is that we don't seem to care anymore. Not a big deal. But what should be a big deal was her breaking the law. Or having sex or sleeping with, who she later admitted that she was, staff member / members, and yet calling out President Trump, accusing him of doing the things that she was actually doing. That's what got me irritated. And that's what I printed and talked about. So, with that said, she has now filed a lawsuit against several of us, and it's not inexpensive. Legal fees were mounting, and we need help. And a couple of us do. So, the easiest way to say it is if you go to the website, therealside.com, and it'll be updated here the next day, because we just got the notice, we just got served, and we need help with it. In order for people like me to keep fighting for you and keep fighting, just like President Trump, in order for us to keep fighting for you, we need help, and it isn't free. There isn't a bunch of conservative attorneys out there just taking everything on for nothing. All right? So I will update the information there, but it's really simple. If you go to therealside.com/helpjoe, right? therealside.com/helpjoe, you can read a little bit about it. I am going to update it, like I said. I do not want them getting away with this. Do not let them, and they do it to, this is how the left operates. They bankrupt, they you know, try to get you away from what you're doing. So you can't focus on taking them down. You can't focus on taking them out. And what I mean by that is out of office. When they're doing wrong things, just like with Republicans, when they're doing wrong things, they need to resign, they need to go, they need to stop. Period. She's had all kinds of FEC violations, or potential, I should say. I didn't want to be, as usual, they don't want to be called out on anything. So if you head over to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe, as I always say, I know it sounds like I'm always asking for money, but the reality is, it costs money. Look, it costs money to put on a decent show. It costs money to put on, to defend yourself against these crazy things. It costs money. And they don't like to be exposed. They want to shut you down. They want to shut you up, shut you down. And there are others involved in this. There are other people involved in other lawsuits around that have been fighting this kind of thing. And we can't do it alone. Nobody can. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do always appreciate your help in any way. I don't care whether it's this, or you sending people to the website, you tell people what's going on, all of that. It helps us immensely in many ways. All right. So for those of you who pray, you need to be praying for Pence tomorrow. You need to be praying for that group in D.C. Right? God's protection over these people. Because there's a lot of nasty things ready to break out in D.C. There's a lot. When this goes down tomorrow one way or the other, there may be some issues that are going to have to be dealt with. There may be some violence. I'm not asking for violence to take place. I'm not suggesting it should. I'm telling you there's a chance it's going to. It really is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, tomorrow I'll try to have as many people as I can on to discuss and kind of unwind what takes place during the day. What takes place in the streets of D.C., what takes place in the Senate. Because I'm finding out there isn't any one expert. Everybody has got different areas of expertise you have to kind of pull together to figure out what's going on. Anyway, simply put, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, there's a bunch of people out there you can help, a bunch of people hurting at home. Pick up the phone, make a call, drop by a magazine, drop by some food, do something to help out a neighbor or a loved one. Hey, even help out an enemy. You'd be surprised. Again, Joe Mazzuto, your host. God bless. Have a great day.